Pinocchio was a little puppet carved from a single piece of wood. And Geppetto, the old puppet maker, had made him with all the skill he could. Now Geppetto loved his little puppet, and so one night he made the strangest wish by the wishing star's light. He said, "Starlight, star bright, first star I see, I wish you may, I wish you might, give my wish to me. Starlight, star bright, listen, I pray, make my little wooden boy alive for me." After old Geppetto went to sleep, through his window light began to creep. Then suddenly his shop was all aglow, and all at once there was life in Pinocchio. Then Pinocchio woke up Geppetto and said, "Just look at me. I've got no strings. My feet can dance. My heart has wings. Just look at me. I'm happy as can be, 'cause I haven't got a single string on me." Geppetto was a wonderful father, and never was a boy loved so much. So it came as no surprise that Geppetto, who was wise, wanted his son to learn to spell and learn his history as well. So next day, armed with book and pen and rule, Pinocchio was on his way to school. "Going to school to learn to count by myself. I am going to learn to read the books on Father's shelf. I am going to learn my letters A, B, and C. And I am going to make my father proud of me." But Pinocchio was not to get to school that day, for he passed a mighty tempting sign along the way. It announced Stromboli's famous puppet show, and that was enough for Pinocchio. He decided that school was not where he wanted to go. Now when Stromboli saw Pinocchio from behind that puppet stage, he reached out a long and hairy arm, and he threw him in a cage. And then he sold tickets in advance. He made Pinocchio sing and dance, beat him till he was black and blue, fed him bread and water too, but not a penny was he paid, and in that little cage he stayed. Poor Pinocchio. Then one night the wishing star shone brightly overhead. Pinocchio saw it from his cage, and tearfully he said, "Send me home, my dad misses me, for I'm his one and only. Send me home. And lonely. I know I should have gone to school, just like my father told me, but I'll mind him now, if I find him now, 'cause I need someone to hold me."
And then all at once came a deafening crash, and the cage disappeared with a blinding flash. Pinocchio was in his cage no more, but he found himself right before his father's door. "Father, father, I'm home," he said. But he found an empty house instead, for Geppetto was searching high and low for his little lost Pinocchio. Well, Pinocchio didn't waste a second, but he set out in search of his father. He searched the cities and the towns, he asked this one and that. He walked 1,000 miles or so until his feet were flat. He climbed each mountain, swam each lake, he looked through hill and dale. At last he found Geppetto in the belly of a whale. Pinocchio had no time to lose. He knew he mustn't fail. He had to get his father out of the belly of that whale. So he set fire to Geppetto's boat, which the whale had swallowed too. And his belly filled with so much smoke, the whale didn't know what to do. At first he started puffing, and then he thrashed about and wheezed. Last he opened up his mouth, and what do you know, he sneezed. Geppetto and Pinocchio flew out of the whale's big mouth, and the force of that tremendous sneeze blew them 50 miles south, a great deal further than Pinocchio had planned. But the sneeze had blown them 20 feet from land. And now, since Pinocchio at last had been so good, when Geppetto looked at his puppet boy, he was no longer made of wood. Pinocchio, Pinocchio, he brought his father joy. Pinocchio, Pinocchio, became